Very bright light on top of me. I know that light's pulling me up. And the earth gets smaller and smaller.
Is there anyone with you?
Nobody's with me. Just I know somebody is pulling me up. I know somebody's in charge of where I am going. I'm in space. I would call it space. But there's no darkness. I see beautiful lines all over. They're connecting and bouncing off each other. It's very active. Looks like it's an ocean with non-stop activity.
What kind of activity?
There's lots of movement. Lots of color vibrating. I see. Looks like music notes. I know what music notes look like. Like a symphony is going on. Orchestra.
And you're floating through this?
I'm flowing through what you would call space, but it's not space. It's matter that's alive and letting me know that music, beautiful music, has been played. We play it. And with the music, it's just beautiful colors. It's like a fireworks show going on. Oh, it's beautiful. So beautiful. It just looks like it goes on forever. Every place I'm looking is welcome. I want to go here. I want to go there. Everywhere around, I just want to go. It's a shame nobody else could see this. But you know what's there, though.
Good. And are you still moving up? Do you still feel that force?
Yes. And each, what do you say, star, planet, or each area in space has its own note or tune. And when you hear it, you just know that it's right. It vibrates your whole body, and you know you've been through it before, but deep down you know this is right. You've done this before, and it's just when you look up into the space at night and you see dark, it's not dark at all. For some reason we can't see this. It's beautiful.
So space has alive. A vibration, an aliveness.
It's alive. I can feel it through my whole body. My whole body's shaking, vibrating, but beautiful. It's a love also. Same color that was in the pyramid is that bright light. Love is not bright to where it's blinding, but it's a knowing, alive light. It's up here too.
Knowing alive light, I love that.
Oh, it's definitely alive. It talks to you. It's telling me everything is alive wherever you are in this matter, place. Everything is alive. Nothing is dead, for we created it. We created it. From our thoughts was everything is alive. Nothing is dormant.
Did you say from our thoughts?
Yes.
From our thoughts, everything is alive?
Yes, we've created it. Brought it into being. It's done every day. A lot of people don't know what they can build. But it's being on every day, every night.
Many people get stuck in their thinking, and they don't believe that.
Yes. They don't want to believe because they put themselves there to see what it's like not to believe. But they know eventually they have to come back. It's beautiful. Oneness of everything. Where I am.
Have you stopped yet, or are you still going?
Oh, I'm just floating. Yeah, floating.
So I'm wondering if we can have a conversation with somebody, and it could be Tom's higher self, to find the answers to his questions. He's come today with a couple of questions. And so who would be the best being, the best consciousness to speak with to answer his questions?
The one he's vibrating with right now.
There's someone there?
Yes.
Who is that?
He knows it as his uncle. It's one of his relatives that was with him when he was a child, but died when he was young. His uncle Pat, but he is with him right now.
And so Uncle Pat can help Tom answer his questions?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, so the first question is that Tom would like to become more centered in this life, to be more present. And he also talked a lot about nature. So I'm wondering, what can you suggest for him? What would be the best advice that you have for him?
I'll start off with this. He needs to go back to when he was a child and had a dog. Dog will bring him back to nature. It'll make him remember when he was a child, when just him and the dog used to take walks without the leash after it was trained, and how he felt at one with the dog. And hence, when you're feeling one with an animal, you feel you're a magnetic line with the earth. You don't even realize it. That's why you can hear the little creatures running around a lot easier. You can hear the wind actually talking to you. Trees talk to you. Preferably when it's springtime. Summertime and the fall be the best time. Wintertime, a lot of things go down into the earth. It's harder to listen. It's just they're still there. But just harder for a person to pick them up with his senses.
Right.
That would be an easy way for him to go back, is just to buy a type of animal. It doesn't have to be a dog.
Is Tom open to getting a pet?
Yes, he wants one for his children.
Okay, great.
He had one, but it passed away.
Oh, okay.
It was meant to happen.
Okay, is there anything else about that before we move on?
He needs to let things that don't matter into his life go, not pertaining to situations that are at hand that he has no control over. He needs to let it go.
Like what?
Things that are done with other people's arguments that he can't control. Just let that be. Move on. It's a learning process, but he needs to let go after a while. You can only do so much after that. You go on. They don't want to change. They're not going to change. They're not ready for the change. You cannot make them make that change. They're not ready for it. They'll let you know. You might not hear it, but you'll know deep down that they're not ready for you. What you have to say, and you move on. Everybody will get it in their own time, though.
Okay, so just to summarize, so for a way for him to be more centered, to be more in alignment with what is, and perhaps even his true nature, so you're suggesting that he buy a pet, get a pet?
That's the fastest way.
That's the fastest way, okay.
There are other ways, too, but he's really going to have to open himself up. He has to remove himself from certain situations he is in to do that.
He mentioned that work can, that he will take some time out and he will take a couple of days, regenerate, and then when he gets back to work, he gets sucked back in. Is that what you're referring to?
No, it's not the work area. Work area, he can disassociate himself. It's the situation he is in, his old life. It's those bad thoughts that keep him held back. Just needs to separate and have it be done and over with. That's another reason he's being held back. It's time for him to break that chain. It's over. Move on. Can't change it.
Do you feel that it could be over faster than he anticipates, or it has its own time?
No, it will be over faster. Time is moving fast right now.
Okay, so let's recap. So three things. So the fastest way for him to reconnect and be in alignment with his true nature and to feel more centered is to, with a pet's help, reconnect with nature, where he
finds it the fastest with a dog.
Okay, great. And then the second thing is also that he needs to practice letting go of things that don't matter, especially when it comes to other people's business and their arguments.
More than arguments. Views of life.
Okay.
Beliefs. Not to dwell on the person's thoughts, because that's what go into arguments. And that is defeating the whole purpose. So just avoid. Do what you can and move on. You're not doing anybody any good by staying there. Thus the wars. Wars come from people who know when to let go. I'm showing him the sun right now. How it's going to be set differently. Different areas of their sky will be in this year. Take notice where the sun comes up. Each morning, take notice where the sun goes down. Likewise, keep track of the moon and its movements every night.
How do you keep track of it?
See where the moon comes up. See where it's placed at in the sky at a certain hour. At that hour, the next 24 hours, see where the moon is in relative to the night before. And you'll see some amazing things going on. Same with the sun. You see the sun rise in the morning. 24 hours later, see if it's the same spot. Sun setting. See where it is at that same time. But the moon, must watch the moon, will tell you a lot.
What will it tell us?
The moon's going to be showing you what will be happening to your planet very soon. The moon is a planet, so-called planet, that does not vibrate or rotate like the Earth. And all the other planets. All the other planets are changing dramatically right now. The moon is not a planet. The moon, you see the same side every day, every night. The moon, you can see during the day. When Tom was young, you could never see the moon. During the day, only see the moon at night. The moon is scrambling around. It's an alive object, like I told you before. Everything is alive, but its place in the solar system is going to be no more. Sun will be changing. The moon is darting around, trying to make its exit.
What do you mean?
The ire vibration that is going on what I'm looking at right now. In this, here called space area, where we're looking, is dancing beautifully with joy and song. It's vibrating at a higher level. And the only thing that is not vibrating in this solar system, you call it, you have much to learn. These are your Earth terms, but they're very, very kindergarten. It's not your fault. You've been lied to. The Earth is still vibrating at a lower rate because of your people here. As soon as you pick up your vibration, the Earth will change dramatically and fast, and the moon will be gone. The moon, as shall say, we say, it's doing its last dance. Just watch the moon at night. See how many different places it is in each time at night.
Yeah.
Keep track of your moon's movements.
Mm.
Where it comes up one night, it will come up in the west. One night it will come up in the northeast. Sometimes in the south. It's not following a pattern.
So you're saying that there is a time in the future where there won't be a moon in our skyscape?
Different sun, too. One of the other planets will be the major sun. Venus, Jupiter. It's taking over, ready to be in that spot, if you can see. So much that is going on. Do not believe any of the pictures from your Mars that come down to they show you of the human people. Do not believe those pictures. That is not the real Mars planet. Those are pictures in your own desert. A rover. It's called a rover. They are trying to keep you down, keep you from raising your vibrations. People are finding out now at a faster pace, which is good for the Earth. Name is Gaia. Gaia needs to raise her vibrations also. She is behind, but she is doing it for the humans, waiting for them to wake up. The birds, the dolphins, the whales, they wish that the humans could open up and talk to them. They've been waiting a long time for communication. There are people that communicate, but more people need to open up. It's time. We're just waiting for Gaia to wait for humans.
Would Tom be one person who could create a communication channel with
Yes. People could listen to him and believe what he has to say. He doesn't even know it, but he's changed a lot of people in his workplace. He plays it as being funny, as a joke, which is a good attitude to have. He doesn't even know how many people he has changed in the present. Everything is changing. Just go with the flow. Everything is exactly where it needs to be.
So is there something more that Tom can be doing now in order to connect with Source, to be communicating?
He just needs
Source?
To separate himself from that one person that he knows he needs to separate from. It's the only thing holding him back.
Could he do that today or tomorrow, or is there a timing to it?
It's in his time. He thinks that children are a factor, but they will get over anything that happens very fast. Children are way more highly in touch with themselves than the adults think.
Hmm.
He fears the guilt of leaving them.
So he could expedite this much faster if he wanted to.
He has to, if he wants to.
What would be the best time for him, would you say?
I would wait until you get the dog.
Okay.
And then after you have that type of an animal to help you to fall back on, it'll be like a sponge in case something doesn't go as the way he wants it. He can fall back onto his dog. It will be there to take any of his feelings, emotions, and turn them around. That's what they actually do. Animals are here to let you, to remind you of where we come from. No matter what you do to an animal, you could be the worst owner of an animal and treat it very badly. That animal will still come back to you. It's a undying love. It's supposed to remind you in awe about the love. It's always there. Never leaves.
Yeah.
Animals will do that.
Okay, great. Do you have any suggestions as to where to find this dog?
He knows what he can do.
Okay. Right.
Many opportunities will present itself in the next 60 days. He can make the decision. The opportunities will be there. Just like we do for all you.
Just like you do for what?
Everybody here, including you, grasps the opportunities. If you let it go, it will come back again. You will pick it up when you are ready to learn, to move on. It's a big spinning wheel while you're here on Earth.
Is there anything that I, Andrea, needs to be focusing on or doing differently?
You need to open your heart to somebody that is close to you right now, but you have not seen in a while. They need your energy. The energy that you use every day for your business needs to be shown in another light. It's just a direction. It's a phone call, a thought. Send a thought. You call prayer, send it to that person. And that person's higher power will pick it up and shed light on them like an umbrella.
Okay.
We don't want that umbrella. We want you to shed that light of rain, of love, onto that person. Picture rain falling on that person. You know who we're talking about. Send love in that sparkling white light. Picture that rain of love falling over that person. They will get a, what you call a chill. They'll have no idea where it's originated coming from. But you will. At that moment, they will think of you. And at that moment, you will change their thought pattern and they will smile. You are very powerful. You're doing exactly what you are here to do. If you ever wanted to ask yourself that question, why am I on this earth and for what reason? Well, you found it. Ask no more. Do. Excellent work. A lot of your friends rejoice. You call them your spirits, your elders. They smile down upon you with the work that you do. Don't change.
Thank you, by the way, for that information.
That's why we are here. It's no problem, and we enjoy.
And Tom,
all you have to do is ask.
I've been waiting for Tom to come back for a long time.
That's part of the process also. You understand. You say time. There is no time. where we are. This is a human path in this lifetime. They put time. There is no time. Events are happening right now that you call your past. Everything has happened simultaneously at the same time. Past, present, future. You've already lived this. You know this.
This is very difficult to understand.
Oh. I would be very dumbfounded. It's not easy to grasp. Yet, you are learning. That's part of your growth of your spirit, is to be here and to learn these things that you already have known for eons. You people here are one of the most highest in the spirit evolution. There's nobody present on this earth at this time. Not one energy has been fresh, new. You have been here, done this. You are of the strongest energies to go through this earth. Change that's about to happen, which we've talked about before. All will happen when it is the right time. The days of the school, the young school, is over. That's why you have a lot of people exiting their bodies right now. Energies are leaving the bodies. Many more than you know. A lot of people are exiting, whether they do it on purpose, commit, you call suicide.
Mm-hmm.
It's just their time. Nothing wrong. Move on. Hard times right now.
It's very
only
difficult
the most
for the
gifted.
Uh-huh. It's difficult for the people who stay, especially after their loved one committed suicide.
It's a blink of an eye right now. You've done this before. That's why you're here again. You help civilizations move on. I would like to tell you, you've been here, what you call Atlantis. In the Pacific, there was Mu at the same time. You were around in those days too, doing the same work, but with bigger energy stones, bigger eyes of the crystal. That was one of your main jobs. Atlantean priestess. When it was all love, like where I am at right now. That's how it finds you. You're like a magnet. Comes back to you. The rocks will find you. Mother Earth's beautiful little hit you with a pebble, you call it. Wake you up. They find their way back to you. Do you think that's by chance? Do you think that's what they call coincidence? No. That's why they surround you right now. You are their leader. You can talk to them. They will listen. If you only knew, people here think that they pray to a god. Every cell in your body can hear you talk. You talk to the cell, each cell and every cell, you would be amazed at what you can overcome. The cells would listen. They want to, willing to work for you. Everything is a copy of everything, which equals love. Cells would do a dance, create, and cure. cancers, hair loss, whatever your ailment is, all you have to do is ask. Your body wishes you would open up to your cells also. Cells drive the body. Don't ignore them. You ignore them, they're just going to keep doing what you do. Go through life aimlessly. We don't want that. Open up to everything. Not just cells. The air, the breeze, trees. You're already on that path. You know. Try to tell everybody that you run into in your own way.
He has one more question about money. Tell us about that. Many people have that concern. I feel like we've also talked about this.
He worries about money. But like everybody else, you get through day after day after day. If you look back on your life and you say, why was I worried about money? I paid for the gas in my car to go where I want. I can pay for the food to eat to nourish my body. I can pay for your earthly entertainment. What are you worried about? Maybe that's a lesson in itself. Don't worry about money. Like you shouldn't worry about other worrisome items. Life, you can get by. You don't need all these. Another lifetime, maybe he had lots of money. He's dwelling back on that, which I sign very possible. Money is alive also. The more you think about it, you can attract. But you must be on the same length of a dollar bill.
What do you mean?
Same as a $500 bill. You have to think like money to collect the money. You have to think of doing good. Taking the money, what does money want to do? It wants to fly and move from one person to another. You have to become money if you want to attract the money. Think of what a dollar does in the hands of people. Put yourself energy into that dollar bill. Feel the hands, how the hands touch it. And it goes from one person to another throughout the whole world. Put yourself in that time and space. And you will feel like money feels. And it does not matter if it was the $500 bill or a dollar bill.
That was a fun image. Much lighter.
I have to go by what I am given with Tom here. His outlook on life is, some will say, comedic. That's how he like to make people feel good.
Yeah.
Some put
jester.
It. Yes.
I remember that life in the woods. Do you remember?
Yes.
Very playful. He was making everybody laugh.
Some people like to make people feel good through sound, through dance. He likes through humor.
I have a question for a friend. Is that okay?
Of course.
And so she is also going through a relationship breakup now. And so they're now working on their settlement, so I'm wondering what would be the best message for her in her situation now for her to hear. She said she really wants to hear and she'll do her best to listen.
When you go through these times, trials, tribulations, what you call on earth here, you have to remember, you cannot get caught up in what you call the system and people's ways of thoughts, reactions, actions to the situation you are in. You have to always remember, it's going to turn out how you picked it to turn out. You, before incarnating into this human form, were an energy. And like I said, everybody on this earth plane has led thousands of lives. When we go through these times of doubt, sadness, you have to look beyond that. You have to know, feel, say to yourself, I've been through this before. This is but a test, a fun time to go through. It's not, though. The reason why it's not is because you're telling yourself, this is terrible, down in dumps, not feeling good. You have to get yourself into the thought of, this is but a step in my jog today. We will get through this together with you and your loved ones. That's why you are there. You know that you are there to help her through. If I could tell you how the greatest magician, and there were many magicians throughout time who have used their powers to move things, to make things disappear. What a true, you call magician, would do. And these are the days of long time ago. They could leave their body while the human form was there and make a rock, pick up and throw, and then the energy will go back into the body. They were just using different energies that the normal people didn't know about. Your friend needs to find herself in a bad situation, separate, and go back to when she was being happy, back to when times were friendly and loving. Don't dwell on the now, here, present time, that it's sorrow, sad. Release that. Release that. It's so easy to do. You make it such a long, drawn-out process. Put some fun music on that you like to listen to. Watch a funny show. Go to somebody you find that's humorous. And because of those feelings will change, so will the situation you're in. Everything, this planet is emotion, feelings. Separate yourself like that magician. Separate yourself, but bring your body with you. Life is meant to be fun. Learn lessons. Learn your lessons and go on. Do not dwell on old, bad lessons you've learned. Turn the corner, as they say. Don't look back. This should be some helpful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so I think we've covered all of Tom's questions. Is that true?
He has many more.
Is there anything that you would like to touch on before we go? We have a few more minutes, if you like.
He will be okay today.
He's okay today, so this is a good time to finish?
Yes.
Okay, great. So thank you very much. What was your name?
Well, you could call me the Uncle Pat. He will remember. He was a young child when I died. But me and him have lived many lives together on this earth. I had to take an early exit to be where I am now, this time and place and your time and space, because, like I said, watch the moon.
Okay.
Keep track. Fun. Something fun to do. To believe that changes are rapidly coming.
One thing that confused me is you were saying that we're like kindergarten, but then at the same time, the people, the beings who are here in form are all very...
They're old souls.
Old souls, right.
Old souls in a new car. Your machine, that human form that you walk around in every day, thinks of Earth and Earth's needs and wants, therefore thinks of the other people's wants and needs. You get caught in the trap. Anybody could get caught in this trap. It's very easy. There's too many wants and needs that feed your temptations, and you're drawn to that. Therefore, you're blinded. Actual blindfold is put over you to what's really, really in present in front of you. The big picture is your higher self will know when it's the right time for you to take the blindfold off. While we say kindergarten, most of these planets in your system are already ready and have already risen to higher planes of existence. Earth is one of the lowest forms of, call it like a molasses.
Okay.
If you were to leave your body at nighttime, like you do every night, and you were aware of what it's like in the ether, where we can do, come and go anywhere we want, and then be put back into a human body, you would feel very slow, very like you were in quicksand. That's the same way people think on your plane of existence, like molasses also. And soon as we have a awakening, you will see how minds are changed instantaneously.
So is there anything that Tom, before we go, needs to know about his physical well-being, his physical body? Is there anything we need to pay attention to or bring attention to? You were talking about talking to the cells and so on.
Lose weight as soon as possible.
He was told that before.
He needs to put it into motion. It's unhealthy for anybody. Lose your sleep. Your heart does extra work. It's not needed. Has to start walking with his dog.
Okay, great.
Do you understand why? We said dog.
Yes.
For him to get a dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's for one reason, but there's also many other reasons.
Okay.
You have dogs.
Mm-hmm.
he wants to go back into nature again. Do it. Don't say, I want to do this, do that. Mm-hmm. Do it. Don't procrastinate. Make excuses. Do it. You walk every day. You gotta lose weight. Don't have to overexert yourself.
Right.
Little bit of exercise does the body good. And the cells will thank him.
Okay. Okay, good. Anything related to food?
No, he eats very well.
Okay.
No sweets.
How's the bread? He was told last time to
yes.
cut it back on the bread.
He has not listened. To bread or the wheat.
Does he need to pay attention to that or?
It's more fine. Exercise
just
that.
More exercise.
Stress. Do it. No excuse, no more.
Okay.
Everything is as it should be.
I think it's time to go now. Do you agree?
Overstayed my welcome.
Okay, welcome. All right, well, thank you. Is there just one little message you have before we go? Just one piece of advice.
Know your surroundings. Keep track of the changes.
Okay.
Don't turn your back onto them. Know that changes are coming. And just keep your eyes open.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you. All right. So now I'm asking Uncle Pat now to recede back to where he belongs. Thank you, with much love and much gratitude for the information you've been sharing with us today.